Hi there and happy Tuesday. Welcome to today's daily teaching, which you will see from your text message is all about making today Thankful Tuesday. The art of gratitude and appreciation is definitely something that I feel is an integral part of our life. It's a great way to look at things in a more positive light, and also it's a great way to offer thanks for those things that sometimes we take for granted, or also it's a way for us to look at things that are good in our life in places where we may feel they're not. I feel gratitude is an integral part of life, as I mentioned, and the reason for this is because it isn't just some airy-fairy kind of concept. When we move ourselves into a place of gratitude on a daily basis and actually look around for what's right in our life, look around for the things that can be appreciated, from the sun in the morning to a cozy bed at night, to anything big or small, or things that we don't even recognize, we'll suddenly start to notice better things going on. We'll suddenly start to notice the beauty and the great energy that surrounds us every single day, even in the midst of our hardest times. I think it's a great way to bring yourself out of difficult times, and it definitely is a practice, so it's about creating a new habit. But I feel if we live a life of gratitude, it will also create more good things to come into our life because we're in a headspace and in an energy where we are looking for the good and we will see the good. And, you know, as we can kind of look at things, what we believe is what we believe, and what we believe to be true for us will be true for us. So if we believe there's good in the world, we will see good in the world, we will find good in the world, and more importantly, we'll experience good in the world. So today's gratitude exercise is a little bit different. I would suggest every day you make it a thankful day, and every day in the evening, which I try to do, is just to think of five things from that particular day that I'm grateful for. Some days can be very hard, like I said, so you're really, really struggling. But if it's as simple as the weather was nice, my bed is cozy, I liked the clothes I wore, I had a nice lunch, that's okay. But today's exercise is going to get you to try and be grateful for things that are very, very stressful in your life. So think right now of one particular situation, one difficulty, or something that's causing you stress right now. Or even think of a person that's bringing maybe negativity to your life or causing you some angst in your life that you might be having an issue with. So focus on something, somebody, or an energy that's bringing you stress or difficulty right now. And as you think about that situation, I want you to spend the next few moments after you listen to this teaching focusing on five good things from that. So, from that situation, sorry, I meant to say, or about that person. So if something is difficult, you might need to be able to look at, for example, the lessons that are going to be good for you in the future. So if you're in a difficult situation in work, for example, you can say, I'm grateful for the fact that I've realized that maybe this isn't the path for me. If you're having difficulties with a friend, a partner, a family member, a co-worker, you can say, I'm grateful for the lesson that's made me realize that this is not a relationship that's working for me. And then maybe be grateful for different aspects of them. The reason why I wanted to do this today is because, you know, like I mentioned, we can, in the midst of difficult times, look for things that are positive and actually genuinely positive in our lives. But actually to transform and transmute energies as well that are quite difficult, we have to see what the good in that is. So this isn't airy-fairy like saying, for example, another gratitude teaching I did was saying, let's look for the positive. You know, I might be off work sick and then I'm saying, okay, well, I'm not feeling great, but I'm having a day off, for example. This isn't what today's teaching is about. Today's teaching is really about getting to the nitty-gritty of looking at something that is causing you stress, angst, anxiety, and that you want to look for the good to maybe transform or transmute this energy in your system, which ultimately is going to make you feel better. It's not going to change the situation. It's not going to make the person or the situation better for you, but it's going to get you to look at it with different and fresh eyes. And as your energy relaxes, you're not holding the frustration and probably, you know, annoyed or angry energy that you have, which is not good for you. So I'd love to hear how you get on with this. You can send me a text back today or send me an email and let me know how you get on. But again, you're going to think of five positive things from a difficult situation or person or experience that you're having right now. Best of luck and have a great Tuesday.